Join Kenneth Copeland today for a message on love. Learn what it means to reach out with the God kind of love to impact your world. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
In the fourth chapter here, in the 15th verse, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of love. The Son of love. For love so loved the world that he gave the Son of love so that anybody that will believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He so loved the world. He so loved that he gave the best he had. Now, go back here and look at that 15th verse again. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of love, love dwells in him and he in love. Now, in order to make this as clear as we possibly can, so that we can lock into it, not only with our hearts, with our spirit, but we can lock into it with our minds, because we are going for a mind renewal tonight. Yeah. The renewing of your mind will cause you to be able to approve the perfect will of God in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. It will transform you. So we're going for a mind renewing tonight. In this area of joy and in the area of God is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. In the 18th verse, there is no fear in God. Well, now, ain't that big news? Of course not. No fear in God. There is no fear in the love of God. Well, even that, I mean, that's that's just not anything new. We knew that all along. There is no fear in the love of God, and perfected, developed, growing, active love of God casts out fear. Now, if you've ever violated the commandment of love, fear is there. Without repenting of it, fear is there. So just deal with it. It goes ahead to say, he that fears is not perfected in love. Well, don't get your feelings hurt on account of it. That's a sign, just like a red light on your dashboard. That thing starts blinking. Do something. Don't just sit there and look at it. I mean, that thing's telling you this car's about to break and you better get off the freeway now. Well, I don't know why my car does that. It's always had that little red light that just goes on and on. Look like it'll fix that before I drove it away from the dealership. Now, that sounds silly and foolish. Well, how much more silly and how much more foolish is it to be, well, I guess that repentance just didn't work for me. I mean, I'm just as tormented today as I was yesterday. Well, I guess Jesus lied about it. Well, I don't guess we need that. You ain't getting my book. Amen. No, because I don't have any fear in me, and I know how I got rid of it, praise God. And if it ever even attempts to show up around me, I just stop right where I am. I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I know you love me just as much as you do, Jesus. I receive your love. I have a father. I have a daddy, and I roll all my care over on you, and I know you will take care of it. Praise God. Amen. And just roll on over and go back to sleep. And if you wake up with fear around you, get up and get the book said, he that fears is not perfected in love. Now, if I have violated that commandment of love, in the name of Jesus, I repent of it. You reveal it to me. If necessary, I'll go make it right. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm not having the spirit of fear in my life. You're not stealing my joy. No, sir. No, ma'am. I will not. If I have to come to your house, praise God, and repent, if that's what it takes, then do it. Make it right. You get it fixed. But the big thing is go before Jesus and confess it as a sin, not your problem. It's a problem, all right, but it is not excusable. You may think you had a good reason to violate the commandment of love. There's no such thing. Even if it was a good reason, you don't have any excuse. It is a commandment. You understand commandment? That is a direct order from the Lord of heaven and earth. The commander in chief of the body of Christ has given us personal orders and general orders. To believe on the name of his son Jesus and obey the commandment as he gave commandment, which is love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, in that order. You don't go off and try to love your neighbor as yourself. You start off loving God with all your heart. Well, I just don't feel like I love God. He didn't say anything about your feelings. Who said anything about you? There's nothing in there about your feelings. At all. We're talking about your heart condition. Amen. And when you begin to say, my heavenly Father, oh, your word says, if I do those things that are pleasing in your sight, whatever I ask, I receive from you. Well, what's pleasing in here in his sight? Love your neighbor as yourself.
Love your neighbor.
Amen. So you start off, I love my Lord. I'm commanded to. I say it by faith. Yeah. Feelings will come and go. I don't have anything to do with it. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and strength. In the name of Jesus, I release my faith. Jesus said, on that commandment, and love your neighbor as yourself, hangs all the law and the prophets. I love my neighbor as myself because that's pleasing to your sight. And I begin to confess it and get it up in front of my memory and work on it and stay with it and stay with it and practice it and practice it and work at it. And when you miss, repent. Repent right now. Repent. Make a move. Make a move. Repent. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. I don't need to be talking like that to anybody. Forgive me. Now, what happens then? Perfected, working, developing love, casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not developed in love. Now you got the answer right there. Keep working on it. Keep working. You got the principle. So now practice it and 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 practice it. It'll develop. It'll work. The more you release it by faith, the bigger you get on the inside. You cannot say with your mouth, I love the Lord my God, without your born again spirit rising up and getting bigger on the inside. It can't be done. Amen. It will rise up every time you say that. And the first thing you know, you'll be just driving down the road saying, Lord, I tell you, I love you so much sometimes it just overflows in me. I just love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and strength. And you're driving along there, that big smile on your face, and all of a sudden you hear the word of the Lord. Maybe for the first time in your life, you knew what it was. And all he said was, I love you too.
Oh,
ah, God talks to me. He's been talking all the time. You've been so spiritually dense you couldn't hear it. Why? Because fear had its fingers in your spiritual ears. Amen. That's what happens. The love of God. Now, he goes ahead here In the fifth chapter, look at this. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of the love of God. Everyone that loves him that begat, everyone that loves the Father, loves also the children. The children of whom? Those that are born of the love of God. Now, as you read on, we know we love the children of the love of God when we love God who is love and keep his commandments. For this is loving God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They are not hard to keep, because you keep them by faith, not by feeling. Let's look in the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, the love of God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God, who is love, created the heavens and the earth. Love created all this. Compassion himself created all this. Now go down to the 26th verse. And the love of God said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in the image of love. After love's likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Because love will never, ever injure or hurt or bring pain. Amen.
Amen.
Over any living thing. Hallelujah. And he said, and he's creating man out of words of love. Man, be in the image of love and compassion. Man, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over all of the earth and every living thing in the earth. You dominate it with compassion, with love. Oh, hallelujah. And then in verse 28, oh man, my goodness. Here this man stands. He's created in the likeness of God who is love. He's not created to have fear. He's not created to have sickness. He's not created to have a curse. He don't know what a curse is, man. He don't know what die means. He is in the very likeness of compassion himself. And he's filled, he's overflowing with love to the point that the fire of the glory of love that lights the heavens in the face of Jesus is flowing through him. He is as bright a fire, the fire of love and compassion. God is so full of love that he is ablaze in a fire with it. The scripture said he's a fire from the loins up and he's a fire from the loins down. The glory is so bright. Love is so big. Love is so glorious. Love is so compassionate, so overwhelming. That's the reason that he couldn't approach the human family anymore and manifest himself in their presence. Because the moment that pure, holy goodness is released, it will destroy sin. It will destroy death. It'll just, and it's gone, brother. I mean, it can't exist around him. And he had to keep his family at length and could not manifest himself in their presence. They couldn't look on his face any longer. They couldn't look love in the face. They couldn't stand that kind of compassion. It would absolutely fry you right where you stood. And he wasn't about to wipe him out. No. He's already made up his heart and mind. He's not doing without us. Amen. And that's the reason he would shroud himself in a cloud. And the cloud would be so bright you couldn't stay around it. Amen. Amen. He'd make a move towards this death-filled, sin-filled planet. And the mountains would shake and quake and burn and lightning would explode and go all over the place. I mean, he really, really had to control his love and compassion just to stay out of here. But then came Jesus. Why? To get it back. To get the blessing back. This thing that compassion had released on the human being. This love copy. This channel of compassion in the earth. What was the first thing love said? Bear fruit. Be fruitful. Multiply. Fill up the earth. Subdue it. With what? An iron fist? No, no. Love it until it can't do anything but produce a garden of Eden. You love until this planet becomes the garden spot of the universe. You love until there's not one thing left on this planet but this garden that expands and grows. And he released this blessing. He released it on this man. And the man was just as qualified to walk in it as God, because he's just as much love as God was. He's just as much kindness as God was. He was just as creative as God was. He's not a subordinate. I heard one guy say one time, and it really tested my love. Ooh. Why, Adam wasn't none but a weed puller in the Garden of Eden. There were no weeds in there, dum-dum. That's right. Forgive me, I told you it tested me. You're not dum-dum. You're just ignorant. Well, see, that's the truth. The scripture said, brethren, I would not have you be ignorant. Amen. I skinnied out of that one, didn't I? But to hear somebody say something like that about love and love reproducing itself and call him just a weed puller in the garden? No, no. No, no. He was just like the Father. If there'd been any weeds there, God would have pulled them before the boy got there. Amen. Love does that, you know. Love will mow your yard for you when it hates to mow yards. I was out mowing my yard one time. I tell you, that is absolutely nothing to do. And I've been on the Rato Gloria. I said, I got an idea. Let's pour concrete all the way to the street and we'll just paint it green and be done with it and get it over with. Or cover it in rocks and it'll look like West Texas. We'll put some cactus out there. I couldn't get her to go far. She's still on the yard. So back there then, I'd come home and I'd get out there and I'm mowing this yard. Well, I don't like this. And I'm mowing along there. And I hear the word of the Lord come to me. When you finish mowing this, go over there next door and mow their yard. I said, are you kidding? I'm not going to do it. It's bad enough to have to mow this one. I'm not going over there and mow theirs. He said, when you get through, go over there and mow their yard. I said, Lord, I mean, what are those people over there going to think? Look out the window and I'm over there mowing the yard. You got to be kidding me. The Lord said, when you get through here, you mow their yard. I said, yes, sir. Just as quick as I get through here, I'm going to go mow that yard. And I got through with mine as quick as I could and didn't even turn the engine off. Just run that little old mower across the driveway and just kept mowing. And he said, now set your foot on this ground and lay claim to that household for me. Well, I walked through that yard and I'm laying claim. It's the only yard I ever mowed in my life that I enjoyed. But the joy of the Lord came up in me in this one. And so I mowed it, you know, went on about my business, forgot about it. A few weeks later, a knock came on the front door. Well, I recognized this woman as my next door neighbor. And when I opened the door, I mean, she took off of preaching. She is preaching to me just as hard and fast as she can. And I'm saying amen just as loud and fast as I can. And I'm wondering what in the world happened to my next door neighbor. And she, I mean, I said, I called her by her name. I said, hold it just a minute. Hold it a second here. She said, okay. And I said, first off, I believe every word you're saying. I said, Gloria and I are in full-time ministry to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, she said, that is wonderful. Let me tell you what happened to us down at our church the other night. Now, I'm telling you, Brother Copeland. And she got right in my face again, and she went to preaching. They went to a little neighborhood Presbyterian church, and all of a sudden, a lay witness mission came to their little Presbyterian church, and just about the whole church got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now my next door neighbor is on fire for God, and she's decided she's going to win the whole neighborhood. Well, I didn't have time to do it. Somebody needed to win it. Amen. She started a neighborhood Bible class for all the little kids in the neighborhood. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened? Love happened. Love happened. By obeying God and releasing the love of God, then the compassion of God was able to move and see to it that she and her husband and her boys were in that church when that mission came in there. See, he knew he was going to do that. I didn't know he was going to do that. I had to learn not to argue. Just do whatever he says do when he says do it. Smile, because you're going to have more fun doing that than anything else you ever did. Amen. Because love sees to it. Now, what was happening there? The blessing went into operation. When I moved over there on that yard, the blessing of God went into operation. And that blessing began to move and began to function, because the blessing is compassion that was released on Adam in order to spread that garden all over this planet, ahead of the children that were to be born into it.
Blessed Beyond Measure is a book that tells the truth about God. about how good He is, about the goodness of God. And the Scripture's full of Scriptures about how good God is. And so when you find out that He's good, it opens the door for you to be blessed beyond measure. It's a very simple, easy to understand plan that God has for us. He is good. He created everything good. And He wants us to enjoy good. The Lord wanted me to write this book and put it out everywhere. So I took it to be just an assignment, really. To me, it was one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. The more you open up to the Lord and the more you believe Him and trust His Word, the more He can move in there. He wants to move in because He's good. The more we enjoy of His goodness, the easier it is to trust Him. And the more we trust Him, the more we enjoy. And it just continues on and on and on.
You know, as the love of God abounds in us, it begins to prove out the perfect will of God in your life. Of course, that will is for you to be blessed. That will is for you to be prosperous. But to walk in those things, then the love of God, we need to love Him with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. You know, that's what Dad was doing when he mowed that lawn. And he really opened the door there for the Lord to minister to our neighbors. And it ended up ministering to my dad. It always brings the blessing back on you when you walk in love. So, you know, make that decision today. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to be the one bringing the blessing into someone else's life. And, of course, when you do that, the blessing just floods into your life. You know, you may be watching the broadcast today and say, you know what, I have never even heard something like that. Love your neighbor. I don't even think that way. And you don't even know how you could love your neighbor or love your friend or your brother or your sister, or your family, your husband, your wife. You know what? It's because you're trying to do it with your own love. And if you've never been filled up with the love of God and asked Jesus into your heart, yeah, it's going to be hard to do. But when He comes in, He spreads all over your heart, the Bible says. The love of God spreads from side to side, top to bottom, of all over your insides. And it makes loving people easy when you're loved. So if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, that's the first step. I'm going to pray with you. It's so easy to do. Just say, Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. And I ask You, Lord, to come into my life. Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Take my life and do something with it. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a salvation package that we want to send you. This is free. It's 5 books and a brochure. If you'll just let us know what happened to you today, we want to rejoice with you and we want to send you these things. Our product offer this week is Blessed Beyond Measure. This is a great book by my mother. It's going to help you understand more about it. And we have a free book called True Prosperity that we want to give you if you'll let us know. My dad has said that this is the year of the open door. Be watching for it. Until tomorrow, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is the Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org.